That's your Ajahn.
Okay, thank you. I'm a bit tired today because I just came back from Hong Kong early this morning. I arrived in the afternoon. But a very successful trip over to Hong Kong and Singapore, teaching lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people. And it's also many of those people have actually looked at this session on a Friday night, see it on YouTube, and it's given a huge boost to their lives. So that's one of the reasons why whenever I do go overseas, I always make sure I come back for Friday night as much as possible. Because these talks, I mean, they are literally listened to by hundreds of thousands of people all over the world in so many different countries. And it's helped them a huge amount. Just one little anecdote, there was one person who sent me an email that they listened to these talks, it saved their life. And where they heard these talks was actually on National Public Radio in the United States, because they were interviewing one of the writers for Saturday Night Live. You know, the most famous comedy show in the United States, Saturday Night Live. And one of the writers there was getting depressed, sick, all sorts of problems, and he solved his problems by listening to these Friday night talks. So, you know, even the writers of Saturday Night Live listen to these talks, and that's where they get all their jokes from. You hear them here first, and Saturday Night Live afterwards. At least I'm sticking to that story. So anyway, now, this is Friday Night Live, meditation, so please don't go off into Saturday morning, don't stay on Friday afternoon. We're coming into the present moment, so please close your eyes and come home. Come home into the present moment, into your body, into right here, right now. Right in this body. How does your body feel right now? So don't assume that you know how your body feels. Feel it. Really get to know this body of yours right now, as it is at 7:30 on a Friday evening, on the 13th of March. How does it feel? Now, that's mindfulness, knowing how you feel. Kindness is doing something about it. So, do you need to adjust your legs? If you do, please do so. Do you need to wiggle your bottom to fidget? If so, do so. Do you need to turn off your mobile devices? Mindfulness, so you've heard that. So, kindness means do something about it. And how's your back feel? You just always twist it, move it, to get it really comfortable. Because when you're aware of your body, you have what I call the opportunity for feedback. It's like you can see the dial on your car. You know how much petrol you have. You know how fast you're going or how slow you're going. All those instruments give you feedback. And this is listening to your body to get feedback, to know how the body is and whether it needs to be adjusted. Your arms and hands, there's no magic place where you can put your hands, which is the same for all meditations. So you feel your hands and arms. How are they? Can you make them more comfortable? And also your head. I always like to pay attention to the muscles around my mouth and eyes, because if you're angry, if you're tense, if you're afraid, those muscles tense up. You can feel them. And if you lighten up those muscles around your eyes and mouth, the whole mind lightens up. And I also like faking a little smile. Just fake one, please. And that makes your mind happy. If you need to scratch, scratch, cough, cough, sneeze, sneeze. But don't let out wind unless you're sitting in the back. If you're sitting in the front, there's too many people behind you. And once your body feels relaxed by moving, then try and relax it from inside out. By which I mean, what part of your body can you feel now the most prominent sensation in your body, right now? Where in your body is that? There's nearly always an irritation, a pain, a sickness, some discomfort. So don't avoid that, just send your awareness right to that irritating part in your body. Once you have mindfulness of that part of the body which needs some care, give it the kindness. The mindfulness gives you the opportunity of feedback. The tightness, the tension, the pain indicator will tell you how it is. See what you need to do to lessen that tightness or tension. Even if just a tiny bit, what works? What attitude of mind is necessary to relax that tightness, to ease the tension, to lessen the irritation? This is a classic mindfulness practice to relax your own body from inside out. Places where you just cannot reach with your fingers. Irritations or pains which stay the same no matter whichever way you place your body, but which can be eased simply by being aware and learning how to relax. So once you've relaxed and eased one part of the body which is tense or sick, go to another one, and then another one. So with mindfulness, and actually this kindness, you'll find it's kindness, real kindness, which relaxes parts of the body. You're also learning what kindness really is, not as a thought, but as an attitude of mind which eases parts of your own body. And you relax and relax and relax, getting more and more physical comfort. You can feel tight parts of your body like muscles or tendons being stretched. And now you can feel that and you can learn how to let go of both ends. Let the muscles relax, so they're not like taut ropes anymore. You have knots of pain, and you feel them expand and dilute as the pain gets less dense, less hard. Sometimes the body is like a sponge which has been squashed. When you take the pressure off, the sponge expands, it becomes light and fluffy and no problem. So use your mindfulness to notice those parts of the body which need your attention. And use kindness to relax all those parts of your body, one by one.
I want your body really relaxed. It should feel delightful. Just like people go to resorts to relax. And it's a delightful feeling. If you happen to be by some beach somewhere on a recliner or in your house, just sitting in the back, nothing to do, really relaxing on a weekend. Or go to a spa or some hot bath. Now you can do that without spending any money. I'm undercutting the market for relaxation. Can you feel the delight of your body relaxing and relaxing and relaxing? It's an important part of meditation, especially the deeper meditations, to start to develop the perception of delight in relaxation, letting go, stillness. That drives you deep into meditation later on. Just the sheer joy of it. And I find when I'm watching my body, when I notice how delightful it feels when it's relaxed, it gets more relaxed and more delightful. A body resting at ease, inside and out. Now, of course, you can take as long as you like relaxing the body. People usually don't spend long enough before they go off into relaxing their mental world. But now I invite you to let go of your body. And just to notice your emotional world. And just like your body, it's got its pains and injuries and wounds and fears. Mostly in the past and future. So just be aware of those. Whatever thought is in your mind, whatever memory, whatever fear of the future, you can see its hardness indicator. Just how that's the problem for you. Notice the intensity dial in your mind. And to see what you need to do, be mindful of its intensity, its hardness, its basically how much it's bothering you, the past or the future. And see what you need to do to lessen the intensity of that memory or that fear of the future. The mindfulness of this intensity gives you an opportunity to relax in a way. You get feedback of the right quality necessary to relax it and make it disappear. So what makes that thought, that memory, that fear of the future get less intense? Now you know how to let go. So letting go, another type of kindness which softens the past, which just weakens the fear of the future, allowing all these things which can sometimes obsess us to totally disappear by being aware of the right things, the things which do give you feedback, which do let you learn how to let go. You become a very wise meditator. With practice, so easy to let go of the past, so easy to abandon fears and anxieties of the future. You've learned from experience of watching how these things vanish. So just look at the, you can call it an agitation meter of your mind. What relaxes that agitation? Or if you prefer, watch the stillness dial in your mind. How still are you? What do you need to do? Experiment, trial and error. And the mindfulness of stillness teaches you how to become more still. You see what works, what doesn't. You learn. You train. You practice. And you get to know how to be still. You know, there comes a time when just you're aware of your breathing. In my case, it just comes to me. When everything else settles down, that's the only thing left which is moving, my breathing. I don't watch it at any place in my body. I just know breath going in. I know breath going out. And I relax that breath. The mindfulness of the breath, of the breathing, gives me the opportunity to have feedback of how to breathe more softly, more calmly, how to relax even more. Just breathing in and breathing out. How simple that can be. Not having to plan anything, not having to complain, not having to fix anything. Please let go of the fault-finding mind. Develop a mind of contentment and gratitude just to be here. And have the opportunity just to be still and peaceful in a safe environment with no one telling you what to do, except me. Just being, and being aware of how peaceful, how still you can be. peaceful. How do you feel right now? How peaceful, how still, how relaxed are you, body and mind? And how beautiful is it just to be free? Bodily really relaxed, mind with no problems, or even only small ones. Just being here, relaxing. It's not only for the sake of freedom from these problems, it's also to regenerate, re-energize you. So that afterwards you can go out there into that world and do things without stress. It's totally expanded, released. No burdens. Oh, what bliss. Please just be aware of that feeling of peace, however much there is inside of you, body and mind, and also recognize where it's come from. And now we're going to ring the gong 3 times as usual. Please listen to the sound of the gong. And when the last ringing of the gong vanishes, only then, it's much nicer to keep your eyes closed until the 3rd ringing of the gong. And let the gong resonance take you out. Okay. Now please, you move again. Okay, most people are in or finding a seat somewhere. And for this evening's talk, somebody again sent an email to me, and being reinforced by another topic somebody asked me to talk about. And there was some advice.